The news cycle these days might be dominated by the spike in coronavirus cases in the state and this week, President Trump's visit to the Valley. But it is also wildfire season in Arizona, and crews across the state are battling unprecedented conditions on fires from Tucson to right here in the Valley. Here's an example of the kind of fast-moving, dry conditions firefighters are seeing this summer. Just yesterday, around 3 p.m., a new fire erupted off the I-17 and Carefree Highway. By 5 o'clock, it had burned 1,000 acres. And near the Aguilar Fire in Cave Creek is where I caught up with Fire Battalion Chief Joe Barreras earlier this morning to talk about the unique challenges they're facing this fire season.
Conditions are very extreme with the heat starting to ramp up, and we're getting into the 110s, you know, 108 through 110. That increases our fire behavior and the activity. And also with the increased winds, we're having a hard time just corralling fires. We have a very heavy grass load for the last 2 years, which usually comes on a 10-year cycle for us. And, you know, as houses move out farther, you know, in all directions, out into the urban interface, you know, they mix with all the grass and the brush and the shrubs, and it just makes it a little harder for us to get around fires.
Yeah. So we're starting to see evacuations. There was another one last night, correct?
Yes, on the fire that I'm on, there was some evacuations, and those haven't been lifted. We have some down power lines that APS is working on, you know, and still some heat in the drainages and around some of the houses. So we're trying to do our due diligence to make sure that everybody's safe before we have them returned back into the residential areas.
Yeah. Predictions from the beginning showed that this fire season could be really bad. Why was that? What did you know you were getting into going into this season?
10 to 15 years of drought. And on top of that, we had a wet winter last year. Hence, you know, we had a lot of moisture early also. So that kept our annual grass load up. There's just a heavy blanket of grass throughout the state, where normally we would have some patchy fuels. We have continuous fuels. And with that grass component, it carries fire readily and easily. And obviously this time of year, it's all dead.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're having a hard time with that, just catching fires.
Yeah. And then there's this added layer this year with this pandemic that we're all living through. What kinds of challenges is that presenting for firefighters on the ground? How does it change the way that you have to do your job?
It definitely changes our briefings, you know, and the close proximity in which we work. You know, everybody's doing their best to respect each other and each other's personal space. And you know, one thing that kind of makes things harder is it's hard on a personal level. We're like a band of brothers and sisters, you know. It's definitely a family like atmosphere, and it's kind of hard when you're not able to just mingle with people normally, and you know, no hugging and shaking hands and all the stuff we normally do. So everybody's doing their best to you know, just try to stay masked up when we're in briefings and practice the 6 feet of separation.
Mm-hmm.
And do all that. Also in base camp, you know, everybody has to be spread out and come in waves to pick up breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and everything's packaged. There, everybody kind of, you know, is a one-man band when they're in camp.
Okay, so going forward, as you're watching these several fires, new fires popping up every day, and then some very large fires having trouble getting them under control, what kind of rate of spread are you seeing, and what are your major concerns?
Public safety and firefighter safety is, you know, first and foremost. That's what we first come into an incident and we're looking to do, you know, and then we're looking for places to get a good anchor point and start fighting the, you know, flanking the fire. So those are some of the challenges we're having, and just the annual grass crop that we have right now and the continuous fuel, it's definitely a challenge. And, you know, you get a little bit of wind on it, and it's off to the races. And we're so spread thin right now with all the fires that are burning in the state and a couple of big fires that just trying to get bodies on the ground has been a challenge.
Are you looking toward other states for help at this point?
Other states have been sending help, and everybody's been working together very well. Everybody's been kind of borrowing off everybody just to make sure that safely we can we can get around these fires and get them buttoned up. Yeah. Yesterday, while I was on the Aguila fire in the Phoenix district, we had, in a 12-hour period, we had 8 new fires start around the valley that we had to manage or send people to.
Wow. That is Joe Barreras, Battalion Chief of the Arizona Department of Forestry and Fire Management, joining us from the Aguila Fire in Cave Creek. Joe, thank you so much for the time today. Stay safe out there.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.